Pittsburgh, I love you. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region view their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, providing laughs downtown, 811 Liberty Avenue. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Tonight's guest, the lovely Miss Lonnie Jantz, here in the Berg Vivant Bar to review Accomplice at Little Lake Theater, which just opened this weekend. You went to see it.
I did.
So what'd you think?
I enjoyed it so much. I was amazed because I knew nothing about this play, nothing about the playwright, Rupert Holmes, and I didn't have any idea what to expect other than what I had read in advance. And it was hilarious, absolutely hilarious. I had to go alone. The person I was supposed to go with couldn't make it. I've never gone to the theater alone and sat and laughed so uproariously. It's kind of embarrassing laughing so hard you're sitting there by yourself.
Did they have to remove you this time?
Not this time. It's never really happened in the past. Close, but no, it was really well done. The actors were terrific, and I can't say too much about the play simply because there are so many twists and turns and character changes, and it starts out like many typical British farcical comedies. A woman and her boyfriend are plotting to kill her somewhat stuffy husband. And that's really all I can say.
That's what the British find funny, I
yes,
guess.
They do. And actually, I did too, because of the way it was done. And I wish I could tell you more, other than the dialogue is very snappy.
You don't want to spoil it.
I can't spoil, and anything I would say would spoil it, because as you go through the play, you think, oh, now I see what's happening. And then something happens almost immediately that changes your mind. You have no idea until the very, very, very end how it will end.
Well, see, that's usually me through even the most straightforward of plays.
No.
halfway through, oh, that's what's going on. It's a comedy, actually. I thought I was coming to see a drama. But no, that's good. A good night out. So what were the standouts? I mean, directed by Jenna Oberg, who is has directed plenty of things out at Little Lake.
I think this was her 16th or 17th production.
I'm moving
that she
on
has
up.
Directed. Yes, yes.
16
yes.
shows under the belt.
I spoke with her briefly after the show, and I said, this must have been really difficult to direct, especially because Little Lake is a theater in the round. It's not a proscenium stage. And she said it really presented some challenges. But I think she met those challenges quite well, actually.
Clever girl.
Yes, very clever.
Standout performances?
I would have to say all four of the actors did standout performances, two of whom I had never seen before anywhere. The one, I believe her name is, I'm sorry with the names, Tammy Tsai, has her own film production company called Bad Girls.
Oh.
Bad Girl Films, something like that.
Now, are these films that are appropriate for all ages?
I think so.
Okay.
And she produced one last year that won several awards.
Well, how nice for her.
Yes. And the other leading lady was, or is, a part of the Bucko Brigade.
What is that?
That's if you've ever been to a Pittsburgh Pirate baseball game, when they have the pierogi races, she's one of the pierogies.
Oh, well, then we wouldn't recognize her face, would we?
No, okay. Not at all. And she also fills in sometimes for the pirate parrot, which was kind of cool.
But this is an all-star cast.
Yes,
and
it definitely was.
From what I gather, a good ensemble then.
Yes, and both the men were phenomenal. They again, I can't give away too much. They all had good comedic timing, I will tell you that, because that was an important part of the play. A lot of really snappy, funny dialogue, one-liners. My favorite, I think, was when the one man was saying, as he was growing up and learning how to drink, his father approached him one day and said, "You must be drunk." And his response was, "So I've been following his advice ever since."
It kind of reminds me of the line I use all the time. You know, I saw a billboard that said, "Drink Canada Dry." So I did. So I'll write to Rupert Holmes, see if he wants to put that in there. But this fellow, Rupert Holmes, the playwright, known for quite a few things. And, I mean, we were chatting before, you know, we sat down here at the Berg Vivant Bar for a drink. And just in 5 minutes, you informed me a lot about this gentleman that I had no idea of.
I was amazed. I he's so prolific in so many different fields. He was born in England, actually, and that probably explains the name Rupert. But his father
Rupert.
Was American.
There's Americans named Rupert.
That sounds really British to me.
Well,
Rupert.
But anyway, when you say it like that, yes, it does sound British.
But his father was in the Air Force, and he was born in 1947 in England, spent a lot of his childhood there, then moved to New York City and attended the Manhattan School of Music, where he excelled in piano playing and vocalisms. What would you call that? Vocalizing? Singing. Singing.
Most people do refer
call
to
it as singing.
Yeah.
I was trying to be fancy. But anyway, he cut several albums in the 70s. His first hit, he was only 24 years old, was Timothy. But what we probably most know him for is the Pina Colada song.
Get out of here.
That's Rupert Holmes.
Wrote the Pina, if you like Pina
Coladas. Yeah.
I'm going to look that up.
I did. that's how I know.
Huh.
But I actually spoke with someone from the cast, and I can't reveal who, because again, I'm giving something away that I shouldn't give away. And he said that when he saw the name Rupert Holmes, he thought, isn't that funny? That's the guy that did the Pina Colada song, and there's a playwright by the same name. But anyway.
But you told him it's the same guy.
I did. He was very impressed that I knew that.
Educating as you go.
Oh, yes. It comes naturally to me. But anyway.
I want to hear the Pina Colada song done in a British voice. I think sung with a British accent. That's what I would like.
I hope you're not asking me to do that, because that's
well,
not happening.
Well, not anymore. All right. We'll
no.
save it for next time.
That's right.
But, I mean, there's other things this guy's done, too. I mean, you rattled them off earlier. I mean,
Well, he's a novelist. He's written four novels or so. He's also the playwright that wrote The Mystery of Edwin Drood, which won
that is
five or six Tonys in 1986, and I, by the way, I saw it in New York that year.
And that's what I was going to ask you. So are there, can you, now having seen Edwin Drood and seen Accomplice at Little Lake, are there, can you kind of see that there's maybe a style, there's some similarities?
Yeah, the tone of it.
So in other words, if you liked Edwin Drood, you'll love Accomplice.
Yes, and Edwin Drood now, by the way, is Drood. They've changed the name. It's, I guess, like
Cher, Madonna,
Cher, right.
Drood. Gotcha.
Annette. Lonnie, you know,
Annette.
The whole thing.
Annette who?
Funicello.
Well, I know her as Annette Funicello.
No, she's Annette.
Like, okay, Frankie and Annette, all right.
Okay.
But no, I but do know who Annette, but that's the first Annette that comes to my mind when you say Annette is Funicello.
I hope so.
Yeah. Is she still alive?
I don't know. I know her MS is not doing well. If she's not died, she's really
well,
sick.
God bless her.
Yeah. I always wanted to be her when I was little.
Well,
but my hair wasn't curly enough. Anyway, and I wasn't Italian enough.
Dreams.
I know.
I got to check up. That's what we need to research, is how Annette Funicello is doing. So, Accomplice.
Back to Accomplice. But he also wrote, Curtains.
Now that's incredible, because see, you know, that, and I have seen Curtains, and I did not put that together, and shame on me for not doing that. But there seems to be a common thread with these hysterical murder mysteries, and leave it to the British once again to make murder hysterical.
Well, an Accomplice won the Dramalogue Award for Best Play 1 year, and it also won, oh, help me with this, the Edgar Award, which is kind of the Oscar of crime theater.
They have awards for crime.
Yeah, in crime the theater, at least.
I didn't know that. I need to look into that.
Yeah, and he also wrote Goodnight Gracie.
And Goodnight Gracie. But Frank Gorshin, right, I think originated that.
I think so. I'm not sure. But and he's amazing.
So this certainly is a play and a playwright that has been, you know, that's tried and true.
And very prolific, yes.
And very entertaining, I take it.
Extremely entertaining. Oh, I thought, somebody asked me about it last night, somebody that hasn't seen it yet that is planning to go, and I said, I found it to be really intelligent theater that was so silly.
That's good. And you know what? I think if you can pull off that combination today and get people laughing for a reasonable price, you know, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to see it again.
Oh, great.
Only because there were so many lines so rapidly, and it was just, I think I missed a lot
because I was laughing so hard.
Yeah. I was laughing over their lines. So
I'd like to
see it again. But back to good old Rupert. Mm. He has a play opening on Broadway in October.
And a new one is a premiere?
Mm-hmm. It's premiering, and it's a remake. I guess he adapted John Grisham's novel, A Time to Kill.
As a comedy?
I don't think it'll be funny at all.
Although, that might be interesting.
No, because he doesn't do just comedy.
He seems to do a little bit of everything. Songwriting,
Pina novelist. He wrote The Musician's Daughter, the novel. Don't know if you've heard of that, but
I hadn't until now.
It's pretty well read.
Huh.
So, yeah, he's... And it was wonderful to have a cast in a community theater that was up to the challenge of performing this, because they had to do, I can't say too much. They had to do British accents.
British comedy, British humor. We've talked with Mike Bozzelli, one of our contributors here, about, you know, comedy basically being a science almost. You know,
yes.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, you kind of got to balance it the right way. British humor has its own pacing, its own way to handle it. It's not always easy if you have been an American all your life. Or have not seen a lot of British television, I suppose. So you have to handle the accents, to handle that timing, to handle that pacing. Yeah, it's sometimes a challenge. And from what I understand, they pulled it off nicely.
They certainly did. They were really remarkable. You would have thought that they were all Equity people.
Oh, wow. Well, that's quite a compliment.
Yeah.
Very good. So we certainly will recommend... Accomplice at Little Lake Theater, directed by Jenna Oberg.
Only if you want to laugh.
Only if... And if you don't stay
up. If you don't want to laugh, don't go.
Accomplice runs at Little Lake through October 12th. And I'm sure you can find some more info there on the website. And Lonnie, thanks for going out to see it and chatting with us.
It was my pleasure. Oh, I was so happy to have seen it. I really was.
Good, good, good. Any other funny stories from the night?
Oh, gosh. One of my other favorite funny lines from the night was a husband asked the wife when he tasted his drink, it tasted a little funny, and he said, "This drink doesn't taste right. Have you been trying to make your own ice cubes again?"
Well, the way we make them around here is with straight vodka, so I can understand. We use water as a mixer sometimes, but in between, there's not much else.
I'll have to spend more time here.
Well, yeah, get some of these zingers the next time that you go, and we'll be using them here on one of the interviews. But again, Accomplice runs through October 12th at Little Lake Theater, directed by Jenna Oberg. And once again, we want to thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Sofalo's, Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie PA, Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. Visit them at InsideOffTheWall.com, Arcade Comedy Theater downtown, and Berg Vallant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts and programming. Find out more at FireflyArts.org. This is Brian Edwards saying goodnight. See you next time.